Welcome to the All-Star Missions Podcast. My name is Peggy Nunley, and I'm the president of All-Star Missions. And I am so excited that you are here today. All-Star is a discipleship ministry, and we specialize in everything discipleship and everything missions. We love doing Jesus ministry in every nation, tribe, and tongue. And my prayer today is that you are blessed by today's discussion. Welcome back, everyone. I am so excited about today's broadcast. I've got two representatives from the A21 campaign with me today, and they are a part of the A21 Tulsa. It's Meg Weinkauf and Deborah Ingalls, and they are actually the host for the Freedom Walk that's going to be happening here in Tulsa on October 16th. And so I'd just like to welcome both of you here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, we're so excited.
So what I would like to just kind of start off with is if you all can just share a little bit about what is the A21 campaign.
A21 campaign is abolitionist whose mission is to end slavery.
All right. And is A21 just, is it a local who founded it? Share a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was founded by Christine and Nick Kane. Yeah, they started the campaign globally. They've been instrumental in policy changes, even here in the U.S. and around the globe, making it actually illegal to traffic humans in certain countries. And they have freedom homes all around the world. They have education, free education that they're pushing out to schools and doing a lot of different kinds of impact in those ways that a lot of people don't fully understand sometimes because a lot of it is behind the scenes.
That's awesome. Well, I have, I've heard Christine Kane speak a million times. I say that, but she's one of my favorite female speakers that I listen to. And but also in the work that we've done here at All Star with refugees around the world, we have seen their campaigns in other countries and the way that they're working. And so A21 campaign is a very credible organization, a very credible anti-human trafficking organization globally. Can you share a little bit, Meg, why don't you start and just share a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the A21 Tulsa?
Yeah. Whenever I heard Christine Kane speak at Guts Church in 2009, I found out about human trafficking and that it was actually happening in the United States. You know, I thought it was just something that was happening in other countries. And then I bought the bracelet that I have on. I've had the same bracelet on. What's the second one? But I've worn it every single day since 2009.
Wow.
And I thought at that time, okay, I'm, you know, in accounting, I'm only can do what I can do. But she said, if you can only buy the bracelet, educate yourself. And anytime anyone asks about that bracelet, if you can tell them what we're doing mm-hmm. and how to get involved, then that's doing something. I was like, okay, well, I can do that. And after, you know, conversation after conversation, then I started getting involved here in Tulsa with the task force and statewide and volunteering at local organizations like DaySpring, which is now the Spring. I came across the idea and the opportunity to host the Walk for Freedom. There wasn't one here, and they had a campaign going, and I was like, well, why not? You know, why not bring it here? And then God introduced me to Deborah, and we were, and she had the same heart, and that's where it started back in, our first one was in 2017.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, what's amazing to me is what can start with a vision and a bracelet.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Deborah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've always had a heart for missions and helping others. I grew up with my mom doing a puppet ministry in church. So I helped out with that. And then as I became an adult, you know, helping out with children's church missions, leaders running bus ministries, and just helping other people. And either if it was a block party or just setting up where we're doing free oil changes for single moms. So I've always had a heart for helping those less fortunate. And so whenever I heard Christine Kane at Guts, and it just spoke to me. Mm-hmm. And that was, it touched my heart of this is somehow, I want to help these people. I want to help them and understand that they are loved. And I got connected with Meg, and we've been on this journey ever since.
That's incredible. So the last 5 years, you guys have been working together with the A21 Tulsa. And what is the aim? So A21 doesn't have an office here in Tulsa, right?
Right.
But you all do something very specific here. So what is it that you all do here in Tulsa?
Our aim is to have this event every year. It's kind of like the bridge to bring everyone together that is doing something locally. And what we're doing is it's filled with hope. That's our standpoint, you know, unifying all of the local organizations and giving them as well as A21, a place where we can come together and take action. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people become overwhelmed with the issue of human trafficking and they don't know where to begin. So this is an event every year. We've had hundreds of people come out that didn't even know about human trafficking.
Wow.
They get to be educated and learn how to take informed action, maybe get involved in a local organization that's doing something. But that day, you get to go on a walk. It's not a 5K. It's a single file silent walk. And it is a moment in time that you get to just pause. And all around the globe, hundreds of walks, thousands of people around the same 24-hour time frame are doing the same thing. So we're not only unifying in our city, bringing awareness, education, helping people take informed action, but we're also unifying as a state, as a nation, and as a world, saying, one, this is not okay, but there is hope that we can end this, but we cannot do this individually on our own. We must do it together.
That's good. Man, the walk of freedom. And tell us a little bit about what's going to, so you described what we'll be doing with the walk, but I think there's some other things happening that same day, right? I was told that there are some speakers that are going to be speaking, different organizations that are going to be there. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. There are going to be local orgs, and we can get you that list, but each are experts in their field, from police to Changing Lanes Ministries, that helps men and women come out of pornography, because pornography is the gateway drug to trafficking. We have a couple of survivors. Stand for Justice will be there. Angel Against Trafficking, Dr. Denny Bloom, she has a class on human trafficking at Oklahoma State University, is an expert in this field. Paula Royce, she's with the Juvenile Bureau, and she helps lead the task force in Tulsa. Letitia Kamen, she is a counselor and has counseled survivors. And so we have a great panel of people that are going to give an overview and let them know what's happening in each of their areas. And then we're going to open it up for questions, because sometimes, you know, people have questions and we need to make sure that they are informed. There will also be other orgs there. Oh, Leslie Klinghampill from the Spring, she's going to be there as well as a panel speaker. But there will be orgs there and tables set up so you can receive more information. I will also add, in previous years, like the first year, we had a young girl there who was a survivor. And she was about to testify against her traffickers the next week. No one knew she was even at the walk, but over 300 people were there. She was in tears because she didn't even know that many people cared what was happening to her.
Wow.
And that gave her the courage to testify against her traffickers. We've had a couple years ago, there was a man that was at the walk and he was convicted because he was addicted to pornography. He came to the walk, got connected with Changing Lane Ministries, and now he's free from pornography and thriving in his family and community.
That's awesome.
So those things happen, and people find freedom even at the Walk for Freedom. Mm.
That's good. You know, I love that this is a part of bringing all the communities together, about uniting churches, uniting individuals. And also what I love about it is that even if you've maybe always had a desire to learn more about human trafficking in the sense of how do you combat it? You know, what can you do to make a difference? That this is a place, this is a walk that you can come to, you can learn, you can grow in your understanding, you can become an advocate for, you know, even in simple ways to stand in the gap for those that are, you know, experiencing injustice, but also that you can connect with organizations right here in Tulsa that they're actually doing something about it. They're going out into different areas of Tulsa and combating this. And I love that it's just kind of bringing it all together in one place.
Mm-hmm. And I will also add that the Assembly and Life Church are going to be there helping and hopefully some other churches. Put a call to action out there for a prayer time around 8:20 before we start the walk. We're going to pray over the area the night before. So that's a big deal. Like, we need churches to get involved.
Mm, that's good. So there's something real specific about the route this year, right? And so I would like for y'all to share just a little bit about kind of what the route is and why is it significant?
This year, the route that we will take us down First Street, and at First and Elgin was the May Rooms. Was a brothel here in Tulsa from 1936 to 1979. Mm-hmm. And it was celebrated as the place to go. It took them many years to get it closed down because it was legal. And it interrupted so many lives. Mm-hmm. Of the impact. And so we're going to be walking for freedom in front of the old May Rooms.
That's incredible.
And the lady who ran it was also a Sunday school teacher.
Wow. Well, I think that's one of the things that I've been learning. The more that I get to know some of the organizations here in Tulsa and just get educated on often those that you don't suspect are involved in human trafficking. And I know, you know, some of the things that they've shared with me is, you know, major conferences, even like pastors' conferences. You know, girls are brought in for things like that. And it just grieves my heart as a Christian, mm-hmm. right? To know that this is such a grip of the enemy over our nation, really over the world. You know, this is, you know, when you begin to fight injustice, then you are, you know, you said it earlier, you know, that you are really going into the enemy's territory. Mm-hmm. But it is such a call to push back darkness in our own city. And so that's why I love you guys being on it. So share with me real quick, and then I'm going to ask you a few more questions, is when is the Walk of Freedom? Where is it at? And how can people get information on it?
So the walk will be on Saturday, October 16th at Guthrie Green, which is at 111 Reconciliation Way, which is a perfect name for a walk right. for freedom. The time registration will start at 8:00. And we will kick off at 8:30, and the event will go until 10:30.
And this is in the morning, right?
This is in the morning on Saturday, October 16th. And you can get more information by going to our Facebook page, which is A21 Tulsa. And you can also register for the walk at a21.org/Tulsa.
Okay, perfect. So I think that's some good information. So now I just want to ask just a few more questions, you guys. Of all the ministries for you to be involved in, why take up the cause of injustice and human trafficking?
I mean, we're talking children. We're talking the younger they are, the higher the price to have sex with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even the sex trafficking, but the labor trafficking. It's not okay. It's right. just not okay. I mean, And it's also something that I've seen not a priority in the church, which makes me sad.
Right. Because I think the Bible is really clear, right? That God has a heart for the marginalized. He has a heart for the broken. He has a heart for those that wicked has done against them, the defenseless, the orphan, the widow. He has a heart for the homeless, the refugee. So when I think about human trafficking and what it means to be a Christian, you know, I think, how could we not? Yeah. How could we not look at our world and say, you know, like what you just said, it's just not okay. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be an expert in the field to get involved, right?
Right, right. I mean, even if you have a bracelet on and right. know some information and where to send people to get involved, or the very fact, I mean, for years, I had conversations with people that didn't even believe human trafficking was a real thing. Mm. Or that it looked like the movie Taken, and that is not the case.
Right.
So understanding that and even have one conversation can change, you know, can change lives. It can also change someone's mindset, and it can get them involved. Or even having the human trafficking hotline and the Oklahoma hotline in your phone. And if you suspect something, report it.
Right. You know, this summer we had the opportunity to partner with Defending Dignity. And we took women out to just convenience stores here in Tulsa. I mean, nothing like rocket science and missions, right? But just places that people go to get gas. But the specific area that we went was close to a hotel, and it was close to a homeless community. And we talked with so many women that were involved in the sex industry. You know, some people may say, well, they're just there by choice. But the truth is, nobody grows up, right, and says, man, I want to be a prostitute. Or nobody grows up and says, I want to live this type of lifestyle. You know, I've heard Sarah Jane with Stand for Justice say, you know, no one grows up, a young boy doesn't grow up and say, I just can't wait to be a pimp, right? We know that that's not in the heart of our children. But there's been injustice done to them. For many of them, and they've been put on this path and this road, and they end up in places where they would never choose, but that's just where they're at. You know, going to those convenience stores, you know, just stopping and praying with someone, giving the hotline, all of those things make a difference. You know, we had an opportunity to partner with a church downtown also, and we were doing some block parties, and there was a lady that came to one of the block parties that was in the sex industry. And we were able to share the gospel with her. She actually gave her life to Jesus, which was incredible.
Wow.
But we found out within a week that she had died. Mm. She was an addict. I mean, there was a lot of things. You know, this is messy, right?
It is.
When you
it
get
is.
Involved in people's lives, and there's a lot of darkness in people's lives, it's just messy.
A lot of hurt, a lot of pain.
A lot of hurt, a lot of pain. And when I think about turning a blind eye to all of that.
Yeah.
I don't know how we can have light and not expose darkness. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was so thankful that we had the opportunity to minister to that lady. You know, she probably, I know she didn't get to experience all the joys, right, of being made whole here. Now she got to know Jesus, and he started that. He gave her eternity. And so her eternity was made whole, and she was starting a process of healing. So I know that God rescued her, even in the midst of that. But there's so many more that need to experience the hope of the gospel. And I love what you are doing with the Walk of Freedom, because it really is a statement. It's a statement to the world that it's not okay, but it's also a statement to the darkness.
Yeah.
Right? That you're just not going to stand there and do nothing, but that our God cares, he sees, he knows, he loves, and he is going after the one. And that we can be a part of that.
Yeah. And even, I mean, bringing it home, a survivor that I know, she was in elementary school. And if her teachers would have been informed and educated, like Dr. Bloom's doing and others that are doing training, they just would have known the signs, then maybe they could have done something whenever she was being trafficked. You know, it was her mom wanted drug money and was pimping her out to a guy who would come and get her every weekend whenever she got off the bus and then drop her off on Sunday and she'd be right back in school.
Wow.
It's happening all around us.
Right.
There are people that are buying sex and looking at pornography and addicted. And there's child abuse and sexual abuse happening. And you just never know how being informed and going and courageously taking action is going to save someone's life. Instead of just saying, oh, well, you know, it's not happening to me or my family.
Right.
I mean, that's not what we're called to do.
Right. And the reality is, too, right, is that it is happening all around us all the time. You know, we have, you know, if you have children that are in the public school system or even in private school, you've got kids that are in foster care, you know, that are at high risk. You know, you've got so many that are, you know, homeless communities in different places that we go around Tulsa. You know, there's massage parlors and spas in our city that, you know, they're not actually just a spa and a massage parlor, but there's actual trafficking happening in these places. You know, there's strip clubs all over our city. What's happening is kind of blatantly in our face. Mm-hmm. And you honestly have to turn your head away from it not to see it.
Yeah. I mean, there was even a girl in Jinx, upper class family. A guy online started targeting her and acting like he liked her. And then, of course, she's fighting with her parents because what teenager doesn't? And he's like, they don't love you. Come with me. Mm. She left her house. He raped her. He was about to sell her to the highest bidder down. And he was heading towards Texas, and the police were able to intercede because of cell phones and technology and stuff, the same technology that got her into it.
Rescued her.
But no one would have even thought, because it wasn't happening in her family or anyone close.
Right.
But there are traffickers that have recruiters in high schools. Mm. And it's very important that parents pay attention to what their children are doing on their phone.
That's good. So as they come to the Walk for Freedom, this is a place where they can get informed. Mm-hmm. This is a place that they can get educated. This is a place that even for some, they might be able to get help. Like you said, the one man that came addicted to porn and actually connected with an organization that helped him get free of that. This is a place where they can come and pray over our city as they walk and actually take a physical stand against injustice. What are other ways that people can become involved, or churches maybe if they're listening could become involved?
I would say show up.
Yeah.
Show up. I mean, register, get a team together, contact us, you know, reach out on our Facebook page or at a21tulsa@gmail.com. And we're here and we're ready. We just need you to take action. For many years now, we've seen slowly, you know, churches getting involved. I thought, honestly, back in 2009, churches would jump on board at the chance to be involved.
And that surprised me so much that the churches were not getting involved. So it's good to see how God is working in that area, and they are starting to come on board and say that this can't happen in our town. It's not going to happen in our backyard anymore.
That's good. One of the things I loved when I heard Christine Kane's testimony of starting A21 is that she said, not on my watch, not on my watch and not in my lifetime is this okay. And I've often thought about that statement as I look at different things happening in the world today. And I ask the question, what is not okay to happen on my watch in my lifetime? Because we were all born with purpose. You know, we were all born on purpose, with a purpose, for a purpose. And God wants to use the influence that we have. He wants to use the giftings and the skills that we have. All of this is for the advancement of His kingdom. And so I love that, you know, just that statement of not on my watch, right? And I think that should be the statement of the church, that not on the church's watch in this season of life should it be okay that we allow this to happen in our city. So just a final question is how can we pray for those that are engaged in the fight, for those that are every day kind of in the thick of it? What are some ways that we can pray? And then I'd like for one of you guys just to close us out in prayer.
Ways that you can pray is for protection, protection over those that are still trapped in being trafficked. Pray over those that are going out to reach them for protection, because this is spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. Because we're coming against the enemy to rescue the children of God, for divine guidance that we reach the one that we need to reach at that time. Another way that people can get involved is praying over each of the organizations in the different areas that they are serving in. Get in your pocketbook, because it takes money to reach people.
And it takes money for us to put this on locally. So we're raising funds, of course, for Aid 21 globally, but we also need support locally to keep this going.
So how would, if someone's listening and they would like to support the walk and they would like to, maybe they can't be there that day, but they want to give, or they can give and be there, how can they do that?
On our Facebook page is A21 Tulsa, and everything, we do have a donate button.
Okay.
There where they can donate to us that will help locally and help us, you know, with the cost of putting on a walk. And with, you know, permits and insurance and just the logistics
right.
of it.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for being on here today. Meg, can you close us out in prayer?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now and thank you for this walk. Thank you for this time today to share what you're doing in the world, because we're only here because we want to see your kingdom come and for heaven to show up in our city, in our nation, in our world. And this is not how you intended it to be, with human trafficking being so prevalent and growing so fast. So we ask you to do what only you can do, to awaken the hearts and the minds of those who are needing to get involved. We ask for prayer and protection and for prosperity over the organizations that are doing so much. We pray over their lives, over their hearts, that they will just be continually refreshed in the mission work that they're doing, because it is draining and you know that. So Lord, just show up in supernatural ways. We pray for the Walk for Freedom, that day will be doused in your glory, that we will see a shift in our city, that we will see people show up like we never have before, and we will see them take action and stand for what you stand for, to not turn a blind eye anymore, and to make sure that what they are doing day in and day out, that they start living, all of us, in higher levels of righteousness, deeper relationship with you, to be the example of what it looks like to live a Christian life and to do what you say to do. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you, ladies. And again, if you're listening, October 16th at 8 a.m. at Guthrie Green is the Walk for Freedom. And we want to invite you to come, bring friends, sign up online, get on the Facebook, A21 Tulsa. If you can't be there, if you can give, there's a lot of expenses that are involved in putting this walk on. But this is a fight, not just for a few, but it's a fight for the many that are lost in darkness in our city. And you can be a part of making a change. All right. God bless you guys.